today I want to talk about just that, is how we have we all have our gifts, our abilities. We all have that sense of that what is it that God wants me to do? What's my calling? Why am I here? Why do I exist? You ever ask yourself that question? Like there's got to be more than just getting up, working, making a paycheck, going home, eating some dinner, and then going to bed. There's got to be more to life, and especially as a Christian, we are called to do more. And so I want to read really quick from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you'd like to turn to it, if you want to grab your cell phones, your Bibles, you're welcome to do so. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I want to read just a couple of verses this morning. It says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Let me read that again. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. And then I jump down in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. It says, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. And so I want to just kind of like open that up, just kind of unpack that a little bit this morning really quick today. I just want to make sure that you realize if you're a Christian here today, you're a part of the body of Christ, we call that. And Paul gives us this great visual example of a body, that there's arms, there's legs, there's feet, there's mouths, there's eyes. And this is a great illustration of what Christ's body is. And so today I want to just talk quickly about understanding who you are in Christ, who you are as a part of the body of Christ. And so it's great to look around and think and know and understand all your gifts and abilities and see that God calls people to go overseas and teach. God calls people to stay here and teach. God calls people just to be going and just being an evangelist in your everyday life. Going to work and sharing the light of Jesus Christ. You see, we all have a gift. We all have a spiritual gift. And so I want to just encourage you this morning that we want to take a look at what our spiritual gifts, understand who we are, and give that to God in service to Him. Because it's one thing to have a gift. It's one thing to have a spiritual gift. It's one thing to be gifted by God to do something. But it's another thing to actually use that gift, right? It's like saying, yeah, I've got a car in my garage, but what good is a car unless you can drive it? What good is a car unless you can get in that thing and it can take you from point A to point B? You just sit there and look at it. So God has given each and every one of us a gift set, and it is our job to know what that is. There's an ancient Greece statue of Apollo, and one of the things that's carved into the statue is there's two great principles of life. It says, know thyself and nothing in excess. Know thyself and nothing in excess. And I want to talk about that first thing today is knowing yourself, knowing who you are, knowing the gifts that God has given you, understanding who you are. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8, it says, wise people have enough sense to find their way, but stupid fools get lost. Right? So there's wisdom in understanding, what way should I go in life? What direction, what path am I taking? That's wisdom. But stupidity is the one who's lost, still trying to figure things out. You ever know somebody like that? Don't look around, don't point your fingers. But they're just still like, they're adults and they're just still trying to figure it out. Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, the Bible calls that foolish. And so when we seek wisdom, when we seek after God to understand who God made me, I want to talk about that a little bit, because God has given us a great manual for life, which is the Bible. He's given us a great manual to perform this self-examination, if you will. The person who dedicates him or herself studying the source of wisdom, God's word, and continually to seek after Holy Spirit in your life to discover who God made you. So there's a couple of things I just want to share real quick. And it's Rick Warren, you may have heard of him. He's a pastor out in California. He made a fantastic acronym. It's called SHAPE. And it's a really easy way to kind of wrap our minds around who we are, what shapes us in order that we can serve him. Number one is spiritual gifts, the S, spiritual gifts. If you're a Christian, like I said earlier, you have spiritual gifts. That's that's not just that physical gifting, it's a spiritual thing that God has given us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, the Spirit has given each of us a special way to serve each other. And so you think, well, I don't really have gifts. I don't know my gifts. Well, there's absolute ways to find out what your spiritual gift is. I mean, we've talked about here before. I would love to really, I've talked about even putting a class together on understanding your spiritual gifts and understanding who you are. And I would love to, if there's interest in teaching on that. But there's plenty of spiritual gift discovery tools online. I mean, you obviously have to be careful of your sourcing, but just Google it, literally. That's a great, it's just Google spiritual gifts test or spiritual gifts evaluation. And take that, and usually you'll get a little bit of an example of what God has gifted you in. Of course, we need to start praying. Holy Spirit, just pray every day, Lord, please tell me, show me, reveal to me what my spiritual gifts are. Help me to discover what you have given me. The H stands for heart. This is this is another word for passion, right? What stirs your soul? Think about it. Some of you are like, get passionate about things. Like if you're watching the news, you're passionate about something that's just bugging you, and you're like, man, I gotta change that about something. Or if you're listening to music, wow, that just drives your passion. There's something in you when you go and you're able to teach a seventh grade Honduran, that's a passion that just pumps your soul. That's your heart. This is that enthusiasm, right? That God-given theos, the theos in theos, God-given passions. What is it for you? What makes you passionate? God gave us a heart, a passion. So, spiritual gifts, the heart, and the A is abilities. What are your natural abilities you're born with? Some are like naturally able to talk to people. It just comes so easy. What are those? You know, you can make a conversation with a tree, and you're fine. Some people are just given, God-given ability to hold a conversation. Others' abilities may be physical abilities or whatever. Someone said that each person has about 500 to 700 skills. I mean, that's pretty good. Like those are your abilities. And so I see that, like, in the church setting, there's like two problems. There's skill identification and then matching those abilities with a ministry, right? And so it's our job, it's our idea to say, let's figure these things out. What are my abilities? What are the things that I have that I can give God and serve him? And then letter P is personality, right? We all have different personalities. We all have, whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, maybe you like tell way too many dad jokes, right, Caden? We tease Caden because he's like, he's not even a dad, and he tells dad jokes all the time. And so you that's your personality. Maybe it's a personality that you have that you're just kind of more reserved and deep, right? You like to talk and think, yet you're reserved. And so what is your personality? Think about the 12 disciples, right? I mean, how many different personalities did Jesus have with him around him in the 12 disciples? Crazy amounts of different personalities. And so we want you to get into a ministry that fits your personality. If you are an introvert, if you are shy, if you hate talking to people, you do not want to be at that front door greeting people on Sunday morning, right? We don't want you there. Because you won't bring a like this pizzazz of, hey, good morning, everybody. No, your personality is different. There's nothing wrong with a person that's just kind of more reserved and quiet. And there's nothing wrong with, it's just your personality. I think you get it. God made you for a purpose and your personality. And so this last one in this word shape is experience. I love this one. The experience is You know, we all have things in our lives, in our past. They're either good or bad, right? That's the facts. You either have positive experiences, you have negative experiences, you have great experiences, you have joy, you have sadness, you have happiness, you have sorrow. And so what God wants us to do is use those experiences for Him. You see, there's you may have educational experiences, vocational experience, spiritual experience, ministry, or even, like I said, painful experience, but God wants you to use those in service to Him. And so we want to be sure that you work all of those experiences out to glorify God, right? We want to make sure that I'm using my experience, whether I've been trained, I've been trained vocationally, I want to use that experience to serve the Lord. And so as we think about this, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. This is our role. This is my role, per se. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, it says this. Now, these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church. And so the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. So, do you see the differentiation? They see that Paul is saying in Ephesians that there are some who are pastors. There are some who are teachers, the apostles, those evangelists who are called by God to equip the what? The body of Christ. And so, that's my role. That's my job, is to equip, to teach, to help, to encourage, not to do all of the things. Have you ever seen the movie Maverick? You know, hopefully you have. Top Gun 2. We just watched it the other day again. Great movie. Tom Cruise is the stud who is like, he's a fighter pilot, but he's getting old. You know, I don't want to ruin the movie for you if you haven't seen it. But he goes back to Top Gun. And basically, Tom Cruise, Captain Pete Mitchell, he's ordered by his superiors to go back to Top Gun to be a teacher. He's ordered by his superiors to say, listen, Pete, we need you to go teach these young bucks how to do this mission. And so reluctantly, he's obeying orders. He's like, I guess I got to do what I got to do. And so he goes and he's trying to teach. He's trying to do this, and he's frustrated in and of himself because he says he's not a teacher. He's a fighter pilot. He's a pilot. And so as the movie goes on, and if you've seen it, it's a great movie. Great movie. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. But as the movie goes on, the twist, the spin really works out to where he just kind of says, I'm done teaching. I'm gonna be the pilot. And so as I was thinking about that, I was looking at my sermon this morning. I'm thinking, you know what? A lot of churches, a lot of Christian ministries, in fact, maybe the Christian church in North America, look at the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the leaders of churches to be the maverick, to be maverick. Like, we need you to go and teach. And that's the exact thing that we need to be doing, is teaching. A lot of times, maverick pastors, maverick leaders like to say, you know what? I'm going to go do it myself. And so there's a kind of a double teaching in that thought this morning. Is that my whole point is that we got to do what we're gifted to do. I have to do what I'm gifted to do. I have to be the one whoever is gifted to do and to equip and teach the body of Christ. And the body of Christ has to go do what they're called to do, and not pretend one way or the other. Does that make sense this morning? Like, we've got to make sure we know who we are, know who we're gifted, that whole shape idea, and figure out what God has for us. You see, there are some fantastic people who have a servant's heart in this church. Like you have a servant's heart for the Lord and for ministry, and I thank you for that. But the fact is that there's a handful of servants that have been doing all of the work and all of the all of the things of the body and the function. And we've got to be careful not to just say, oh, well, those servants will do all of the things that they need to be doing for forever. So today, I just want to really just, as we kind of close out this morning, I want to encourage you to find your serve. Find your serve. Where does God have you? I want to give all of those who in here today who have, maybe you're new to the church in about, let's say, 2 years. We'll still call you kind of new. I mean, you think about some of the people who have been here for 20, 30 years. So 2 years, you're new. Think about your gifts, your abilities, your shape. Let's put that word shape back up there if we could, Addie. Think about your shape. How are you serving the Lord? Not necessarily just here in the local church, but how are you serving God out and about in your sphere of influence? I want to encourage you. I want to tell you, those people who are new to the church, whether you've been here for 5 years or 5 hours or 30 minutes, I want to give you permission to serve here in this church, to find what God has given you. I want to give you the permission to say, I feel like I need to serve God somehow, somewhere. And the beautiful thing is God gave us the local church to do it. And so we want to encourage you today. We have a table in the back. It's just a simple sign-up sheet. There's an actual pen and paper. If you want to sign up and just say, maybe I'm thinking about what I can do for the Lord. And there's a QR code. I know some of you hate QR codes. Some of you love QR codes. You know those little square things? What you got to do? You take your cell phone out, and you simply grab your camera on your cell phone, and then you highlight that QR code, and it comes and it populates a little form. And so in that form, all you have to do is just kind of fill that out. There's like maybe two or three questions, and then you hit send, and it goes right to the office. It doesn't go anywhere else. It goes right to us here at the church. And it just simply shows that, hey, I'm interested in helping out here. I'm interested in helping out this way. I feel like God is calling me to do something in this ministry or that ministry. And so I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. I want to give you the permission. Maybe you're, like I said, if you're new here, you're thinking, man, I have passions in ministry. I have spiritual gifts, but I don't know how to use them. Let me connect you. Let us as a church, as church staff, connect you into ministry. Because guess what? We all can't be sitting there on our rear ends just existing as Christians. We got to be serving. We're saved to serve. So I'm going to invite the band to come on up as we close out this morning. And I want to encourage you to stop at that table, mingle around. If you have any questions, please, please, please contact me. Contact the church office. Please give me a call because we would love, love, love to have you serve. Like I said, there's a handful of people who are serving well. There's a handful of people, but it feels like maybe you're going, wow, I'm new here at the church and everything's taken care of. Every single ministry is full. That's not the case. We are in desperate need of some leaders. We're in desperate need of some ministries that aren't taking place because we've had ministry leaders move or do something different. So I want to encourage you to find your shape. To find your shape. Would you pray this morning? And I'm not just asking you to just take this moment and just to bow your head. And to symbolically, just as we usually do, is pray in church. I want you to pray, really. God can hear all of us at once. Do you believe that? I want you to pray. God, would you please help me find my gifts in ministry? I want you to pray maybe something along the lines of, Lord, I want to serve you. And would you please give me the guts to sign up on that sheet of paper out back? Maybe that's your prayer. Maybe I just, Lord, I'm scared. I don't know enough, or I'm not a good enough Christian, would you just pray? Just pray, God, use me. Use me and give me that opportunity to be trained, to be equipped, to be encouraged by the church, to be used by you in your kingdom. Would you just pray that dangerous prayer today? It's a dangerous prayer. It's a dangerous prayer. The reason why I say it's dangerous is because you're asking God to do something in you and through you that may take you out of your comfort zone. Take you and move you out of your comfort zone of, I'm really comfortable, I love my time, I like my schedule, I don't want to rock the boat in my life. And so pray the dangerous prayer today, if you will. God, use me. God, use me.